from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Peter Van Buren, who's a 24-year veteran Foreign Service officer at the State Department, who spent a year in Iraq leading two State Department provincial reconstruction teams. He wrote about it in We Meant Well, How I Helped Lose the Battle for Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. Following his book, the Department of State began termination proceedings against him, stripping him of his security clearances and diplomatic credentials. Through the efforts of the Government Accountability Project and the ACLU, he instead retired from the State Department with full benefits. He has an article at the Huffington Post, Snowden's Long Flight. Welcome to Background Briefing, Peter Van Buren.
My pleasure to be here, Ian.
And on this 4th of July, a day where we celebrate the foundation of this country and the American Revolution, and it's obviously a day of expressing patriotism, but there's all kinds of patriotism, shall I say. There's the more jingoistic version of patriotism, and there's perhaps a deeper form of patriotism, and it comes to light now, of course. You were a whistleblower about how much waste and fraud went on in Iraq, and you were punished for telling the truth. And a lot of people feel, I take it you do too, that Edward Snowden is being punished for telling the truth. So what's your version of patriotism, Peter?
You know, on July 4th in particular, I like to look back at history and look at the men, the founding fathers, and what they did on this day over 200 years ago. They put themselves in opposition to the standing government of the time, the British government, which at that time was the most powerful empire on earth. And they stood up to them and said that the oppressive conditions under which the British were ruling the United States, the unwarranted search and seizure, the lack of due process, the quartering of soldiers in homes, these were wrong. And they signed the Declaration of Independence, ending with the line that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to oppose that government. And I don't think that 200-some years later, the definition of patriotism really has changed much, at least in the hearts of true patriots. The United States has reached a point where love of country, which I deeply hold, and love of government are two very different things. And Edward Snowden and the other whistleblowers, I think, embody that. We all love our country deeply, the United States, and we're the only nation founded on a set of ideas, and those ideals have carried us through some difficult times. Now, our government is acting more and more like the British did when they conquered the United States. The amendments, the principal amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, were each specifically designed to counter one form or another of British oppression, particularly the Fourth Amendment against unwarranted search and seizure, and the Fifth Amendment that gave us due process. The government of the United States now has chosen to willfully, blatantly, explicitly ignore those freedoms for America in the form of the NSA spying. And that has caused all of us who are true patriots to look deeper into our love of country and ask more questions about what our government is doing to us.
And of course, Peter Van Buren, during the revolution, Tom Paine, the intellectual father of the revolution, if you will, made the famous remark about sunshine patriots and summer soldiers.
Oftentimes nowadays in America, patriotism has become almost a cliche. You know, it's oftentimes thought of as watching NASCAR races or setting off fireworks or owning a gun or putting a bumper sticker on your car. And indeed, to my mind, those are sunshine patriots. Remembering again the final words of the Declaration where the founders put on the line not only their lives and liberty, But very importantly, they're sacred honors. And that speaks to the conscious element of patriotism, where people act on conscience to save their country. And that's what the founders did. And without being too dramatic, that's what many whistleblowers have done. They have risked everything. In Snowden's case, his life is literally on the line because the Espionage Act does carry the death penalty. Bradley Manning, the same thing. And they've risked all these things on an act of conscience. And that, to me, is a stronger expression of love of country, of patriotism, than some of the silly things that people now confuse with true conscience, true feeling, and true love of country.
Again, I'm speaking with Peter Van Buren, a 24-year veteran Foreign Service officer at the State Department who spent a year in Iraq leading two State Department provincial reconstruction teams. He wrote about it in We Meant Well, How I Helped Lose the Battle for Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. Following his book, the Department of State began termination proceedings against him, stripping him of his security clearances and diplomatic credentials. Through the efforts of the Government Accountability Project and the ACLU, he instead retired from the State Department with full benefits. He has an article at the Huffington Post, Snowden's Long Flight. Now, often people say that we should update the Fourth Amendment as though the Constitution is antique and doesn't apply to the current circumstances, which is often an apology to water it down. But the reality is, of course, in the electronic age, with the combination of the NSA's capabilities and of private corporations like Google and Facebook, who scoop up enormous amounts of private data, and also the ability of drones to fly over your house with infrared to see inside your house. Obviously, you can't be secure in your person and papers if the government can see you inside your home. So the sense is that both the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment, which, you know, in other words, the government and private corporations can gather so much information on you that in itself violates the Fifth Amendment because that could be used against you. It prejudices you in any situation. So give me your sense of where we stand vis-a-vis the Fourth and the Fifth Amendment and what can be done to strengthen them, if not restore them.
One of the most beautiful things about the Constitution is how it has survived and anticipated America's needs and concerns for over these 200 years. Obviously, when the Founding Fathers wrote it, they had no idea that somehow, someday, Google would exist or that infrared-seeking drones would fly over the United States. But at the same time, the intent of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments was very, very clear 200-some years ago, and it remains very clear today. That was that the government simply does not have the right to intrude into people's lives without warrant, without permission, without specific reason. And the Fourth Amendment is extremely clear using the term specific in saying that there should not be or cannot be any broad definitions of what needs to be searched or seized. And this was directly in response to the oppression from the British Empire. Nowadays, the tools have certainly changed, and the modern ability to scoop up information is very challenging to the Constitution. But if you look back at the purpose of those amendments, the roots of those amendments, it's not very difficult to see how they should be applied. Simply because you have some type of high-tech tool doesn't mean, A, you need to use it, and B, that it is proper to use it.
So, but do you detect that a lot of people who say that technology and the vast abilities of computers to store data, et cetera, and these algorithms that the NSA have developed, the notion is that, well, because the technology has changed, therefore the Constitution has to adapt to the technology rather than the opposite, which is that the Constitution should be inviolate.
Well, the Constitution is, in fact, a living document, and there do exist very clear and well-used means to reinterpret the Constitution. We know those as the courts, particularly the Supreme Court. And if the government or the people who feel that the Constitution is outmoded or that the amendments don't account for the incredible changes in technology, well, there exists an avenue to explore that, to change that, to reinterpret that. And that goes through an open court system and ultimately to the Supreme Court. What the government has done, however, is bypass all that. The checks and balances that the Founding Fathers built into the system are being ignored. And what Edward Snowden has done by exposing what the government has been doing in secret is bring that process back into the light. The ultimate thing that should happen out of Edward Snowden's disclosures is that cases should move now into the Supreme Court, where what the government claims is legal, simply by claiming it, will be tested, and will be tested against the Constitution, and the court will be able to make decisions in an open fashion that American citizens will understand, will be able to challenge themselves, and will be able to see it in the sunlight. The real crimes here are that the government has decided on its own, unilaterally, I should say the executive branch, has decided unilaterally to reinterpret the Constitution without any discussion, without any public forum, and without allowing the courts to weigh in on it. That's what's wrong here, not the question of asking should the Fourth and Fifth Amendments be reviewed. The way the government has done it remains, in my mind, criminal.
Well, Peter Van Buren, I thank you so much for joining us here today on the 4th of July.
It's a great pleasure to celebrate our country today and our love of country, and to know that there are still true patriots out there willing to sacrifice everything for that.
Again, I've been speaking with Peter Van Buren, who's a 24-year veteran Foreign Service officer at the State Department, who spent a year in Iraq leading two State Department provincial reconstruction teams. He wrote about it in We Meant Well, How I Helped Lose the Battle for Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. Following the book, the State Department began termination proceedings against him, stripping him of his security clearance and diplomatic credentials. Through the efforts of the Government Accountability Project and the ACLU, he instead retired from the State Department with full benefits. And he has an article at the Huffington Post, Snowden's Long Flight. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me. Have a happy 4th of July. Bye for now.